With a country divided, the republic at risk, and morality being redefined, it's time to gather round the campfire, get back to basics, and spark the revival that this country so desperately needs. This is the American Campfire Revival with Kirk Cameron.
But I've been reading in this pamphlet that a good friend of mine, an historian, has written, and it is so exciting to me. It has lit my fire, and if it doesn't light your fire, your wood is wet, because this is great stuff. Think about this. You know the old nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men, what? Couldn't put Humpty together again. Now, Humpty Dumpty and that little rhyme was originally part of a riddle. And Humpty Dumpty is an egg. But I submit to you tonight that America can relate to Humpty Dumpty. America has fallen from its place of exceptionalism, from its high pedestal of exceptionalism, and is now broken. Now, when I say exceptionalism, here's what I mean by that. America has experienced exceptional liberty and blessing and prosperity, and experienced it more quickly than any other nation in history. Why? Because of the biblical Christian values and the form of government that America was built on, producing exceptional moral character, producing the virtue of self-government and a biblical worldview, resulting in blessing and prosperity with a speed no other nation has experienced in history. It is exceptional. And yet, America has fallen from there and is now broken. And many people think that government, all the king's horses and all the king's men, that's who they are. The king, who's that? The president, the prime minister, the whoever that's leading the country, and all his horses and all the king's men are going to put the country back together again. But the truth is, civil government can never fix the problem. But you keep hearing it all the time here in America, right? We're building back better. We're going to build back better. We're going to take the problems from the last administration, and we're going to fix all of the problems of your economy. We're going to fix education. We're going to fix your health care. We're going to fix everything, because we're the king's horses and we're the king's men. But everyone knows, and the rhyme foretold, they can't put Humpty Dumpty together again. Civil government can never fix the problem, cannot put us back together again. Civil government, in some respects, are the ones that pushed us off the wall. I know some of you are shouting amen out there. Our only hope in America, in Canada, in Europe, in Asia, in South America, in South Africa, is for the creator of the egg and everything else to come down, to tear open the heavens and come down and supernaturally mend the cracks in the egg and supernaturally send life into a dying nation. Right? Right? We know that. We should be crying out in prayer like the prophet Isaiah. Let me get my glasses here. And I want you to pray this with me. Would you just pray with your eyes open, eyes closed? Let's pray with the prophet Isaiah in the Word of God, who said, "Oh God, please tear open the heavens and come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence, to make your name known to your enemies."
Hey guys, it's Kirk here. Did you know that another option to traditional insurance even exists out there? I get that it may come as a surprise, since we're so conditioned to think traditional insurance is our only option, but that's simply not true. My family has been using Christian Healthcare Ministries over the last several years, and I cannot recommend them enough to other like-minded believers looking to do things differently than what we've been told to do. CHM is the faith-based alternative to insurance. And most importantly, with CHM, we know that our money is going to help other fellow Christians when they're in need. And this is how we like to steward our dollars when it comes to healthcare. Are you tired of your healthcare the same old way and want to do things the better way? I highly recommend you start by checking out CHM and see if this is an option that could work for your family's healthcare. It does for ours. It's not harder, but it's different in the best way. Learn more today by visiting chministries.org/Kirk Cameron. Again, that's chministries.org/Kirk Cameron.
That's what I want. I want God. I know that government cannot fix our country's problems. I want the God who is the king of my government, the king of the king of who thinks he's the king of this country, and all his horses and all his men, for the God of our government to come down, to tear open the heavens and make his power and his presence known, that his enemies would tremble at his presence, and that the nations may tremble. When you did awesome things which we did not expect, Isaiah said about the nation of Israel, you came down, the mountains shook at your presence. Oh God, that's what we need. We need to pray like Isaiah prayed. I want to pray with you tonight like David, King David prayed when he said, God, will you not revive us again? Will you not make your people, the family of faith, rejoice in you? You see, in so many ways, we jump down off the wall ourselves, and now we're broken. Like in the book of Revelation, it says, remember from where you have fallen. We didn't just fall, we jumped. And there were those who helped by pushing us. And now we're cracked and broken. Many of us thinking that government, all the king's horses and all the king's men can put us back together again. And they can't. We need the creator of the egg, the creator of all things, the creator and the sustainer and the restorer and the reviver of men and nations to put us back together. And it begins by putting us back together in our heart, and it results in liberty. Liberty from my sin, liberty from my selfishness and greed, liberty from a government that wants to usurp power and step outside of its lane, liberty from thinking that I'm a victim of other classes of people or other types of people that have more than me. Liberty from all of this stinking, selfish thinking and recognizing that I am blessed, I am forgiven, and that I have a power living inside of me and a light that is going to shine from me and from you that will overpower the darkness and he who is in the world, the godless world system that seeks to overthrow blessing and liberty. Covenant keepers win, covenant breakers lose every time. So continue to pray with me that God will tear open the heavens and send his tidal wave of his spirit, and that he will prepare you and I to be ready to ride that wave of revival and sustain his spirit here in our country by applying his principles to every sphere of life. That's what we're going to be studying as we're going through this brand new booklet that I can't wait to share more with you about. Please keep praying For those of you who are looking for prayer requests specifically, please go to AmericanCampfireRevival.com. My mom is there, and she is a prayer warrior, and she would love to pray with you. You can email her right there. Just look for prayer at the top of the website and email her your prayer requests. And if you're looking for all kinds of conversation starters and resources for you to be able to take these principles we're talking about and teach them to other people, I'm continuing to come up with new ideas and load up the website for you with those kinds of things. So God bless you, and look forward to our time of study and prayer and crying out to God and praising and thanking Him for His goodness and faithfulness. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the American Campfire Revival Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you'd like to learn more and join the movement, visit KirkCameron.com.